יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Today is, of course, February 27th, 2026. February 27th, 2026. More importantly, it's Adar 10 in 5786. Adar 10 in 5786. This week has been very interesting when it comes to history, just packed in Adar 5, or last Sunday the 22nd, Moses leads Israel for the last day. And that's traditionally, right, in Deuteronomy 34. On Monday the 23rd, Adar 6th, it's Moses completes writing the Torah. That's traditional. On the 24th of February, Adar 7th, it's the birth of Moses in Exodus 2, 1 through 2, and the death of Moses at the same time in Deuteronomy 34, 5, and 6, born and died on the same day. Our scriptures is Exodus chapter 27, 20 through 30, 10, and then 1 Samuel 5, 20 through 34, and Mark 6, 14 through 29, and that's our scriptures. Now, this deals with some powerful ministry here. I'm thinking about, because it's so important to roll in this history lesson over into next week. I'll have to see as we go. Perhaps I won't do that, but perhaps we will. Okay, now, this is the week that we're going to look at the role of beauty and splendor in serving God. Because in Exodus 28:4, God says, listen, I want you to make a breast plate, an ephod, a robe, a woman tallit, a turban, sash. And they're going to be sacred garments for the Aaron and his sons, so they may serve me as priest. Now, one of the symbols, when you look at the breastplate, that's the one that really grabs me, because it was made of embroidered linen, sized and shaped into a square cubic. A cubic is about 1.5 feet. 1.5 feet approximately, about 18 inches, all right? Now, it contains four rows, each with three precious gems embedded within the plate and surrounded with gold. Now, each jewel in the plate represented one of the tribes of Israel whose names were engraven upon the stones. Now, God would use individual letters of these names to spell out his judgment for Israel when the Urim was used to consult him. And that's another history lesson in itself. Now, God's decisions were inquiring of the Lord. You can read about it in Numbers chapter 27, verse 21. Okay, but that is not the burden for us today. Now, when John is looking at New Jerusalem in the vision, he sees the foundation of stones and the city walls are adorned with 12 precious gems. Now, some, if not all, of these gems are also in that breastplate. Now, some of the stones, two identities, have been lost since the Hebrew and Greek cultures shared no definitive gem names. See, there was, we go diamond, we go ruby. We understand that. Especially during the 1,000 years between the writing of 1 Samuel and the book of Revelation. Now, the foundation of the stone wall was adorned with every kind of precious stone. Listen to this. Jasper, sapphire. Look at this. Look at this. Notice the wealth of these. Notice the wealth of these. Someone's trying to get us. All right. Chalcedony, amara, sarnex, sardis, crystallite, beryl, topaz, chrysophas, japhis, and amorous. Now, there's all kinds of opinions about these blessed plates. But now, when you consider the New Jerusalem, now God considers the beauty to be glorified as we serve Him on earth and in heaven. There will be one day be surrounded by brilliant splendor. You always hear people talk about what? The walls of jasper, the gates of pearl, right? Sure. And the gold and the divinity of His presence and the jewels and embedded in foundation. There's also certain colors and materials important in the glorifying the service of Him. That's found in Exodus 28:2. You shall make holy garments for your Aaron, your brother, for the glory and the beauty. Wow. And when you look at this, the garments are made out of fine linen, you know, woven of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet threads. That was the priestly garments. Now, David wore those when he brought the Ark of the Covenant back to Israel. Now, David was clothed with a robe of fine linen with all the Levites who were carrying the Ark and the singers. And it goes on and talks about the leaders. And David also wore an ephod of linen. That is 1 Chronicles 15:27, also 2 Samuel 6:14. Because I think the bottom line is that serving God in the beauty of holiness, everything God creates in His physical world helps us to understand the spiritual world. The physical gems, the stones, the connection of serving the Lord embedded in the foundations. Wow. I got to stop here because I need to finish something else. I may just continue this next time, okay? Bo Ruach Elohim Umale Nafshi Adrech Otanu Kieladim Rak Becha Anu Chafetzim Anachnu Mazminim Otcha Lavor Spirit, come and fill us now. For You are welcome in this place. Show Your mercy and Your grace. Come and fill us, Holy Spirit, come. But